Hi friends, I am Professor Ashish Hathi. I am going to take the subject of internet marketing for you. Today we will start with this chapter 1 on basics of internet marketing, and we start with the introductory part of this particular chapter. Essentially, the World Wide Web, WWW, as we all understand very easily, has captured the way the entire online marketing that has to happen. No industry, no product, no company can really think of not doing internet-based, worldwide web-based marketing. What needs to be understood is that it's essentially a marketing tool. Yeah, it is not a tool that automatically gets you the result. It is a tool that enables you to connect with the consumer and get you the leads inward. Later on, all other aspects needs to be handled. Traditional industries who were away from it, like I remember during my days when internet and all started, think of music, think of the, you know, there are other industries, food and all, was never considered as viable for the internet. And today the music is live streamed on internet. Today you have so many food delivery apps, etc. So you see that change is happening, and change is happening very rapidly. So let's understand essentially what you must remember about whole aspect of internet marketing. It's a complex, a tool, complex tool which needs to be understood first well. It will enable you to market your product very well. But first you need to accept the fact that internet marketing is a concept in itself. Concept needs to be understood, then that applied onto your marketing program, that only will give you the result. It is not a product in itself. It is not a guaranteed result-driven tool as such. You must understand overall the need of the customers. You must still understand what are they looking for, what are the problems that they face. So you must definitely know your customer. Later on, define your internet marketing needs. Like, how will you fulfill internet marketing route to meet the needs of the customers? What is the budget that you require? What is the goal that you set for yourselves, etc.? How will you do it? Outsource, or you will need an internal team, etc. Do not start internet marketing with the immediate result expectation. Like, you need to proper plan, you need to have a proper objective set, you need to have a year-on-year objective and result criteria defined, post which it will be appropriate to gradually move on the internet. Your traditional current brick and mortar model cannot overnight become a internet model. But of course, you can have your journey begin, which is over a period of 3 to 5 years, can get you sufficient business through the internet marketing. Everything, if you try to do together, like while you move your journey to online, you think that you will do World Wide Web, you will do digital marketing, you will do social media marketing. That's not really right, and that you may not be able to even do it also. So essentially, plan, objective driven approach for which media tool you will take. That's what you need to really be very clear about. As I have mentioned earlier, it's not for the sale. It's a marketing tool, gets you the lead, gets you probably customer engagement, enables you customer acquisition. Beyond a point, yes, your remaining sales effort should take place to convert and retain the customers with you. So friends, these are some of the essentials that you need to really remember about internet marketing. So we come to first understanding what are the basics of marketing. Marketing basics needs to be understood first so that you will understand the internet marketing. Essentially, you all know, I assume, that marketing is all about the exchange. Exchange of what? Exchange of need-based product or service that is needed by your consumers for a value. Exchange for a value, exchange for a service, exchange for a support. So that's what marketing is all about. So in the internet marketing is no different aspect as such. You need to really know your internet marketing as the same approach which otherwise the marketing does. Here you also need to know who are your product customers are, what are their need today. Can this need be fulfilled better through an internet route? And then if yes, what should be your exchange proposition? What will you provide to him so that he gets interested in you? He gets exchange with you. So this is what is a marketing aspect of marketing applies to internet marketing also. As I mentioned here, research is also needed. Research is needed to understand the consumer buyer behavior, their friendliness with the net, their ability to use various payment methods, etc. So that is what is this last point is, like, you all need to really understand your consumer from the internet perspective point of view. That's the only difference between the marketing and the internet marketing, so to say. Continuing to understand the basics, organizations must first gather understanding about consumer. From there, organization must define what part of consumer need can be fulfilled by the internet. So that is what this higher transactional value of an organization can change to a lower one. Certain conveniences that you offer to a consumer, certain back-end supply chain management will facilitate a home delivery, etc., which was earlier not envisaged. Our mothers and our wives have gone to the Kariana store to buy grains and pulses and all. Today it is getting home delivered. So all those aspects needs to be really factored in as a marketing utility. That utility that you create, earlier convenience was probably not the utility, but net and supply chain management has provided utility of a convenience and the time, so that I can utilize my time elsewhere better. All the actions of the stakeholders should be committed to the marketing centralization. Marketing orientation and a customer orientation is a must even for the internet. Everything needs to be seen from how will it help my consumer, how will it help my customer. So friends, we come to a stage of defining what is internet marketing. So let's attempt to define this internet marketing. We have understood what is marketing. Internet marketing only says that apply the science of marketing to reach out to your consumers and generate exchangeable value proposition and a revenue thereof using network of internet, World Wide Web, using alternatively World Wide Web. So I'm not getting into telling you what is World Wide Web. You all probably understand. So marketing through use of World Wide Web, which enables you to go online and still create worthy exchange proposition with the customers, which in turn gives you the revenue and provides the consumer with the product or a service that he is looking for which you need to really have the strategies in place, for which you need to really know the media, the methods, etc., to get the lead, generate acquisition, how to convert into acquisition, and then retain your consumer. Definition of internet marketing is all about promoting a business using online channels. So websites are there, you know, you have digital tools are available, mobile apps are available. So all this facilitates what you call an internet marketing. It encompasses all the activity conducted by business, from promoting the product, advertising, promoting, generating sale, ensuring revenue, exchange of money, and reaching of product and service to the consumers. All this happens through World Wide Web, internet. So internet marketing, the fundamentals that we must understand is that internet marketing is not new. Though you probably may be coming to understand it, this revolution has almost started, as I have witnessed, almost 2 decades and more. Here what happened gradually when this concept came in, computers proliferations also started happening. Computer proliferations gave the network reach, and as a result the World Wide Web started growing. As a result, it became possible to reach the consumers directly. When that has happened, so that's the fundamental that you need to really understand. People have started moving onto the internet. Essentially, the earlier tool was the website, as I remember, post which the search engine and all started coming in. Then mobile has started coming in as one of the medium through which the internet marketing has started becoming popular. So it has its own advantages. A brand can directly now target his micro segment. Earlier, the segmentation was very broad, either on demographic, behavioral, etc., or a mix of it. But now you are able to target very micro segments also, depending on their preferences, because they track you and in terms of what kind of sites you visit, what kind of product you buy, etc. So all those tracking enables the service provider to give you a micro segmentation. Is all about connect with your potential customers. So you release a message in such as media and identify target audience that it reaches them. You see that sponsored ad coming in between when you are on a social media, etc., or when you are on a website, you see the right hand side advertisements, etc. These are all happening because of certain profile that you have defined yourself with, which the server reads it, and accordingly he services you the advertisements. Like if you have noticed that you have searched for some book 2-3 days back, you start getting those topic related book suggestions in the right panel when you visit any other websites or when you visit any other net as such. So that's what, even in Amazon, if you search something 2-3 days before, next time when you log in, it still gives you that suggestions unless you really start changing it. It can be used for better customer service and a delight. Internet offers you such a 24/7 connect so that you can utilize this to same principle of marketing. Last but not the least is customer delight. So internet can be used. So that's one fundamental use of internet marketing. Mainly internet marketing is segmented into two parts. Search engine marketing. So search engine optimization based marketing. So you do search engine optimization for a marketing advantage and social media marketing. So we will go ahead and understand this little bit in detail so that you get a better perspective. So internet has to be your tactically very important marketing tool. There are organizations who do not have internet at all. There are organizations who use internet simultaneously, like Wellington Institute of Management is advertising, publishing. At the same time, they have an internet for themselves. You are seeing this lecture through that. Amazon 100% net driven, while there is a companies who started as a net driven organization like Lenskart. Then they are now opening brick and mortar setups across city. So they will use both the mediums to increase the return. So that's what the internet is all about. Common mistakes which people make is that consider that the sale has happened the moment you are on net, which is not right. It is used, often seen for sales and promotional activities, not the marketing. So that's where fundamental error happens. You all as a future practitioners of internet should remember this. Moving on, let's continue to understand internet better. So points which one gentleman by the name Theodore Levitt, who suggested few aspects that we need to really be aware about. Wrongly defining the line of business. Line of business is a whole discussion in itself, but one need to know. I will give you a very simple example. Before Neogi of PepsiCo was there, PepsiCo was only into soft drink. She came, and when she took the challenge of increasing the revenue, she said, my business is not about thirst quenching. My business is stomach, satisfaction. So stomach fulfillment, that's what she took it as a focus of her. So as a result, then they came out with juices. They came out with Lays as a, potato wafers and all, and many other such items. So you understand, same is the case with internet. You need to really know what line of business are you in so that you are aware of whom to target, where to reach and how to reach, etc. Unwilling to innovate and get creative more and more due to either money or other constraints is going to be a little dangerous for you. Short-sighted. Most of the people are strategically short-sighted. They feel that just releasing something on the net is sufficient. So that's not. You have to have a strategy to generate lead, acquisition and then retention. So that's what is very critical. Giving marketing as a stepchild. So by being on the internet, you start considering marketing not very relevant. That's also not correct. Marketing has to play the role to make internet viable and sustainable for you and generate business leads for you. We continue to understand his viewpoint. We have understood some of them. Now let's understand the role of World Wide Web. So www, or in other words, the internet. Websites are the major tool that drives the consumers connect with you. Consumer connects with you using a website. Whenever you want to find something about Dell laptops, you go to dell.com. Or you want to go find whether this product is available, you go to Amazon. Or you want to know Burger King, order a pizza, you go to again their website and order. So this is what is a connect. Consumer survey tools are very widely used to know the needs and desires of your consumers. So can you convert the needs into an option that consumer starts tapping and then you leverage that? So home delivery was never an option earlier in the World Wide Web era also. But somebody then they realized that it is a convenience that consumer is looking for and started. And today, can you imagine an internet service provider without a home delivery solution? No. So newsletter, banners, companies have used a lot. Nowadays, it is not getting that kind of a popularity. Data is accumulated mainly, but not really research. Data of search, click-through rates or say unique visitors, that's the only, most often many such internet marketers keep talking, but data analysis or analytics is missing. You all must have heard the concept of big data and all, because analytics has to be done. So that's very important aspects. There is a very worldwide famous retail organization who sends invoices which are customized. So if you purchase a child item, your invoice will have a lot of other children related product printouts. If you are buying a shirts and, you know, for fashion trousers, you will have those kind of images and offer on your invoices so that you look at it when you get that. So that is the beauty of a data. World Wide Web, we continue to understand. What is the concept about World Wide Web? So here we are going to get into the various tools that you available to you, various media through which you can tap the power of World Wide Web. First is the search engine marketing. Search engine marketing is nothing but there is a concept called there are keywords. There are words through which consumers try to search things. So when you consumer tries to do that, that becomes a keyword. So now you as a marketer, do you understand how you are searched or do you know what word consumers are searching? Now, when you develop your World Wide Web strategy, you must try and see that whenever consumer searches that word, your listing comes as top as possible, maybe number one or maybe number two or three, because on the first page, you only see 5 to 10 listings. If you are on next page, I don't think so anybody watches the subsequent pages. So that's the power of search engine. So search engine investment gets you the marketing because you will come in front of consumers quickly. Email. Once upon a time, it was considered as a dead subject. Today, email is a very powerful tool to reach out. Hyperlinks enable consumer to go to your microsites, offer sites, etc. You can continue to remind customers. You can remain in touch with consumers, even if he's not becoming your consumers. So that's the power of internet email marketing. A blog. Blog is nothing but a very intelligent people or very experienced or very subject-driven people create an independent opinion channel, create an independent information channel, which when referred, gives you a lot of idea. Now, these people have tied up with various brands or they've tied up with, other service provider, wherein they try to cover, they give you the links. And when you click the link, that link takes you to the product or service provider sites. Viral marketing, often videos and communication of a very interesting nature are prepared and released by the product provider, service provider, which people would like to share with each other, talk to each other. Sharing is a new age World Wide Web power, and that gives you the viral connector. So that's what viral marketing is all about. Video, we all know YouTube and how the YouTube channel popularity yields you the required traction in terms of people's visit to your site, people visit to your album, people visit to your films or informative films or a demo films, etc. So there are YouTube marketeers who become very popular. So that's what YouTube is all about. Companies can have their own YouTube channel. Social media marketing, all sites or apps and all which enables you to connect with the friends, relatives and unknown people are the social web media marketing. Facebook, internet, Pinterest, or there are even dating sites, etc. These are all so-called social media, this thing. That's how you tap them is very important. You have to be present there. Twitter, Google Marketplace. These are all things that enables you to be popular socially. Content marketing means you create a very worthy content which people, when search, would like to read. Now, it's an organization responsibility that the relevant, reliable, intelligence-driven content is published. Content is not all about just telling that we have this product and this product meets this. That consumers have already searched and found out about. Now, how you make consumers know that what you offer is better, why should consumer believe you, etc., that all thing can happen with the content marketing. In our effort to understand the role of World Wide Web, we need to understand what is e-commerce versus e-business. Though there is a very fluid line, e-commerce generally is everything which is happening electronically, the entire transaction and the commercial value that is generated using online mediums, World Wide Web, is considered as a e-commerce. E-commerce is a collective aspect of e-business. So I have a e-business which is into the, say, food delivery. Other one has an e-business into the courier. Third one has an e-business into computerization of laptop, customization of laptop and delivering the laptop as you desire, etc. Now this collectively makes the market of this three, makes a e-commerce as a market. So e-commerce is generally a reference to market. E-business is what the business is all about using electronic. We will understand that. Significance of internet marketing is growing. The reason being, growth is phenomenal. Now every product or service that is coming and appropriately being put to the customers are grabbing the opportunity to utilize that service using an internet. Policy support, government support, and various initiatives that they have taken to reach rural India and provide the net connectivity to even the smallest of house across the country is really changing the way things are. The governance, now the technology and various other aspects are now fine-tuned and stabilized. So as a result, the network is reaching without much of an interruptions, though you and me may have some complaints about the speed and all, but that's what is also helping penetration of internet across very widespread. Today, India is expected to have almost about 700 million internet connections. So that's, and then it is going to go, and e-commerce market is visualized to become number two. They may displace US by 2030. So it's a prediction. So understand the power, yeah, where we are sitting and what is going to change Indian e-commerce market around. We want to understand what is e-commerce. So the focus is on how to do your internet business and what you generate out of your internet for you. You may have your brick and mortar business, but at the same time, you must consider that you must have an e-commerce business. So e-commerce is like how much you generate through an online or using a digital or internet technology, how much business you generate. So this is getting popular in unconventional areas also. Some of the very unconventional aspects, like I consider music and its download and Sophie, you know, you use that Google Music or Yahoo, you know, YouTube, etc. These are all unconventional. We have never thought that this will happen. Food delivery. So those are the things which is really making a all difference. And so we want to understand, we should ideally understand what is e-business well. E-business is a complete collective perspective of generating your electronic business. It includes, it starts with how will you put your communication, how will you allow lead to come in, how will consumer choose the product, order the product, that is the cart feature, how will consumer make the payment. Having done this, how consumers can raise the query. Having done that, backend also has to be some action. So yeah, you will have to tie up your backend activities. So all this put together, generating, communicating your offer, generating lead, acquisition, payment, delivery, ordering, delivery, payment gateways, all put together makes what you call an e-business. Here, complete aspect of doing a business using an internet needs to be really seen by you. Electronic business has now various aspects being aligned to it. So you have open gateways of payment, you have your personalized gateway of payment is also possible. You can have your supply chain, you can depend on other supply chain as an outsource mechanism. Cards and all also, even those services are provided. Shopify, for example, offers you to go live. And I don't want to get into creating my own website. I don't want to, you know, get into hassle of managing the e-commerce, etc. So I have just log into Shopify, register myself, whatever the package I take, I can start uploading my product information and I start generating the lead. So entire bandwidth of ordering, card, payment, they offer me. So this is what is that e-business is all about in simple term. One of the first, the use was by IBM. IBM started providing the net-based solutions to the clientele, the interested party, and that included consultation. And then they go to the site and then they do the required installations, etc. So that's what I'm trying to tell you, that e-business, when you talk about both external aspect, that is consumer to you aspect, also needs to be locked in with your internal aspect, that is that intra-business task needs to link well, so that overall process execution is very smooth. There is no hindrance. It's not that the customer has asked for this order, but you supplied that order. It's not about your customer is staying in Dadar, you deliver this goods to somebody in Matunga. No. So that's all alignment has to happen. That's what e-business is all about. Involves business process. So business process needs to really get refined. Connect your front end with the back end so smoothly that execution is much, much faster. Special technical standards for e-businesses are there in place, and there are experts who provide you that, and the data exchange that happens. And so this, every aspect of your consumer movement is tapped. Even at your end, order, lead conversion, and all these things are available to you as a data. data efficacy, that is number one. Second is how deeply are you analyzing? That's another aspect that you need to be really considering, but that's an important part of e-business. And software solutions allow you, as I told you, there are various ready-to-use software solutions, including making a website. So there are simple solution of you can yourself make a website. I have done 2-3 such kind of a websites for myself. Adding cart to it, adding payment gateways to it. These are all outsourced solutions available. SaaS, as they say, and so that's what. We now come to understanding benefits of internet marketing over traditional marketing. Essentially, internet gives you advantage of being cost effective. The reach that it offers you, as a result, the investment that you make, cost per reach goes down significantly. When cost per reach go down significantly, also the lead conversion rate also is lower and lead acquisition rate is also lower vis-a-vis what you probably do it through Times of India or Dainik Bhaskar or, you know, Gladrex or such kind of a magazines, etc., of relevance to you. Advantage and the main advantage of that came, internet also can provide you all the marketing advantages. You can micro segment, you can target, you can reach different offer to different target groups, etc. So that's the beauty of internet. So there are various refined targeting is possible. Internet gives you essentially the power of word of mouth also. So people, when they get engaged with you on your brand, on your process, on your product, on your service, they tell others. They like the ratings are also another tool that you product provider, service provider introduce. As a result, the word of mouth and the viral marketing starts happening. Internet campaigns are that in reaches the target faster. Within a moment, you can see the difference. Yesterday, for one of our home-based product, I released the advertisements at about 9 p.m. on Facebook Marketplace. And by 10 o'clock, there were at least like 50 inquiries. Okay, they were inquiries. They were asking whether I deliver here, what is the rate, etc. Though it was given on the my picture there, but still people, is it available for diabetic, etc. So you can see that within 1 hour, I started getting the traction, which is not possible with the conventional media. You can design your site the way you want to. You can make it a very engaging site. You can make it a very static site, etc. All that is in your hand. So they're very dynamic in nature. Today, the sites are also changing on a real-time basis. Yani they serve you what you are looking for. So that's a power that they have reached. So that's a power benefit that internet offers over the conventional marketing. So now let's come to a very important aspect called M-commerce. M-commerce, if I had to, in a simple word, put you, is a mobile-based communication or mobile-based commerce. You see, with the advent of internet, where there was still a wired network was needed, then came the Wi-Fi revolution. So with the Wi-Fi, you are done away with the wired network. And without a wired network, you are able to move anywhere and still access the World Wide Web. So that's a big change that has happened. As a result, network started expanding. So as a result, on the other hand, the mobile technology also gone leaps and bounds, and the devices have become smaller, but at the same time, they are better representable. They carry your communication in a very smart way, etc. Development of app and those aspects also started catching up. So that has led to a revolution in the mobile commerce market. So we are going to understand these aspects very well. So I have told you wireless has really changed the way the commerce started happening using a mobile. Today in my mobile, I do my banking. Today through my mobile, I do food ordering. Today through my mobile, I order books. Today through my mobile, I order, you know, grains and pulses, etc. I pay my bill and whatnot. So you understand now the power. Banking and various other aspects are catching up. Some of the other activities that comes under M-commerce, people search your product. It has become very easy for me to search, compare. There are sites which give you easy comparisons. Product informations are promoted by the manufacturer, producer, or even service provider or the supplier. You get equal and better information on Amazon about the Samsung mobile than probably on the Samsung site itself, etc. So that's a power. Post-purchase support has become so relevant and so connected. Customer gets immediate acknowledgement to hits a message of a service complaint. He gets the tracking record number. he is directed to a link through which he can track whether where is his service lying or the product is lying, etc. So those aspects have become viable with the m-commerce catching up. Communication between the seller and the shipper, yani, or the supply chain provider behind, etc., or the payment gateways, all have become very seamless. You don't need a human intervention. They became very seamless through IT support and the programming efficacy of various experts in the field. So current, we are trying to understand the m-commerce. So how do you do this? Wireless phones, which is nothing but the smartphones, enabled handheld computers. So there are handheld computers, or say, I will put it very simple term, tabs for you. You can do all the activities like what you do on laptop. Laptop computers are also there. Vehicle mounted technologies, and then personal message pager. Pager probably are out, but they are useful in our era when it came. But wireless mounted is changing again the way things are. So internet IoT of things is really changing the way vehicle mounted devices are changing the m-commerce. You see the trucks today now carry that, you know, wireless mounted device, so that trucks can be tracked, entire kilometer coverage, the speed, overspeeding, the fuel average, etc., all is available at the head office to the person who is responsible for the supply chain. So that's a power. Even within Amazon, today Amazon has a devices. You don't need a person. These devices on their own run within the large warehouse of Amazon, pick up the product, bring it for the shipment. So they have the feeds received through wireless, which product, where it is lying. They go there automatically, finding their routes, pick up and do it. So that's the power of vehicle mounted technologies that is changing the m-commerce, mobile commerce. Mobile commerce is possible through, I have earlier covered the devices. So it's a personal digital assistant, is nothing but the PDAs as we call, or a tabs, or a mobile working computer, as you so to say, the laptops and other devices help you with that. So let's understand, we have understood what is mobile communication, mobile commerce, so to say. Now let's have a quick look at various trends that is shaping up the internet marketing before we move to the next chapter, so called. Mobile first, yani, that's what now has become a mantra. Earlier web first was a mantra, now it's a mobile first. To be an internet marketer, to be an online marketer, now your compatibility with the mobile device is the first consideration. Today, mobile offers you voice searches that Google Siri or Amazon, this thing allows you to just command, you know, and then they do the things for you, so etc. So that's the power. SEO, search engine optimization, has really helping people search and get the desired product immediately. You can come ahead if you've done the proper search engine marketing. Content marketing, people refer things, they want to know more, they want to learn more before they decide, etc. So that's what is the power. The surge in the use of social media. How so many millions of people have connected themselves using social media. That is the power of sharing. That is what marketers can tap through use of internet and mobile devices, etc. Machine learning, artificial intelligence and market automation is a subject in itself. Very briefly, machine learning is an art or the science wherein various things that you do on your machine, there is somebody who is reading it, what is happening, and accordingly translates into a suitable action. Artificial intelligence is nothing but essentially, very briefly, certain thing if happens, certain thing has to happen. The program is able to automate itself and gives you a lot of power. You may be surprised, but today so many car insurances and so many other insurances are getting settled by artificial intelligence. You have to just go to your service provider website, submit required documents, whatever they ask for, submit relevant information, and artificial intelligence learns through the things, decides whether this claim is processable. If there is an objection, they raise an objection. If there is insufficiency, they draw your attention. So that's the power that happens. And marketing automation, so many tools are available to a marketer. Automated email, automated shooting of timely shooting of emails, planned program shooting of emails, auto responses like thank you for your mail to us, we will revert back to you in 24 hours, or the moment you put an order, you get a tracking number. So all those things are a result of marketing automation that is changing the way internet is going to work in future also. Digital transformation and using data Digital transformation means more and more power is going to come in your palm. At the same time, the data, there are powerful now tools and programs getting developed which can read your consumer behavior. Why you jump from one page to the other, when did you buy, the tracking of your period between two similar purchases, and so many things can be analyzed, which offer has attracted more leads, etc. So all these things can be read by your program and paged you. And they page you the trend, they page you the changes happening, etc. So you as a marketer can decide. Integrated marketing communication, which is a lifeline of a successful marketing, you are able to integrate various available media online as well as offline and create a very strong push in terms of information, push in terms of engagement, push in terms of your brand being live, which will give you the desired pull. Yani customers will then come on to you and seek your product or services. Augmented reality, virtual reality, that's going to again change. If you all are familiar, IKEA store, when you go there, probably if you have downloaded IKEA software, then there is an augmented reality which works for you. Means you are moving in the shop, you point out at a particular sofa set, it will give you specifications, rates, etc. and whatever that you want to find more about that sofa set. So that's an augmented reality. Virtual reality means you can see things live, etc. So tourist spots and all can be made live for the person to decide before buying your tourism service, etc. So that's what is changing the way. So these are the trends, and many more such innovations are going to come. So internet is changing rapidly, changing for better, and it is going to be a very important tool. It is important to know that whatever the most important things you need to concentrate, make your marketing a success. So what is we are trying to tell you is that, okay, how you make your marketing successful. So you need to understand the power of internet. You need to know the consumer needs. You need to know how consumer behave online, and tapping all that, you create a successful strategy for yourself. It may take a time to plan, but overall it's a paying proposition in the long run. A wide range of industries are leveraging. So we have discussed, like, unconventional industries are moving in. Globalization is becoming fast. Product can reach from one end to the other end of the world, and there may be a seeker for your product or service there also. And supply chain being there, it is making things possible. You see the things like WeServe. Now today, I can use that service to courier my something, etc. Earlier, couriering something was like a headache. So things are changing. As the last line suggests, even people are moving from online to the brick and mortar. Brick and mortar and online can complement each other so well that both the business can thrive and support each other. So that's another important aspect. So friends, in all, we have learned what is internet, what is World Wide Web marketing. We have understood that there are things like search engine marketing and social media. And then we have understood that within that, you have things like website, blogs, email, and social media, etc., various medias available to you. You can do with the internet a lot of things, offer products, services. You have websites which will connect and generate lead for you, email-based marketing. You can do research and whatnot. So that's the power of internet marketing, we have understood. Companies' existence without now being on internet is really a questionable. You have to move towards internet marketing, or there are reverse trends are also happening. From internet to brick and mortar setups are also happening. I gave you an example of Lenskart. Never underestimate that power of marketing is same cumulatively multiplied if you bring internet into your overall marketing initiative. Marketing should play the critical role. Thank you, friends.